Will you please turn to Matthew?
请我们打开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
We'll read from verse 9 through verse 13.
我们从第九节读到十三节。
Thus therefore pray ye, Our Father, who art in the heavens, let thy name be sanctified. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day, today, our needed bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but save us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
第九节开始，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together this morning.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你早上把我们聚在一起。
We do gather in Thy name.
我们实在是聚在你的名下。
And as Thou hast promised us, where two or three are gathered together unto My name, there am I in the midst of them.
因为你应许说，两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在他们中间。
We praise and thank thee for thy presence here with us.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你与我们同在。
We do realize that we stand on holy ground.
我们实在知道，我们如今站在圣地。
We will remove our shoes, stand before thee as thy bound servant.
我们实在需要脱掉我们的鞋，像你的奴仆一样。
Dear Lord, we want to open our hearts to Thee.
主啊，我们的心向你要打开。
Let Thy Word come from above and come into our hearts.
愿你从上面来的话进入我们的心。
May Thy Word be living and operative in us.
让你的话是活的，是有功效的，在我们里面。
Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the full knowledge of God.
赏给我们智慧跟启示的灵，叫我们能够真知道神。
Bring us into the reality of thyself.
把我们带到你自己实际的当中。
May thy will be done in us.As it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意在我们当中通行，如同在天上一样。
May thy glory be manifested in our midst.
愿你的荣耀在我们中间彰显。
May thy glory attract us and lead us to thyself.
愿你的荣耀吸引我们，引导我们来到你的跟前。
We praise and thank thee for thy faithfulness.
我们为了你的信实，我们感谢赞美你。
And we trust ourselves totally.
我们完全把自己信托在你的手中。
May thy name be glorified.
愿你的名被得荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together this morning.
感谢神早上再一次把我们聚集在你的跟前。
Every time we gather together in the name of our Lord Jesus.
每一次当我们奉主的名聚集的时候，
I always feel it is a special mercy and grace of God.
我实在感觉这是神特别的恩典跟怜悯。
Our Lord is coming soon.
我们的主很快就要再来。
He may come at any time.
他任何的时刻都会来到。
But
但是
He is not here yet, coming yet.
但是今天他还没有来。
It is not because He does not want to return to receive His own to Himself.
不是他不愿意来接我们归给他自己。
It is because he knows that we are not ready for him.
乃是因为他知道我们还没有预备好。
So we do thank the Lord that he gave us another opportunity.
我们实在感谢神，他再给我们有一次的机会。
That we may be made ready for himself.
让我们能够预备好迎接他。
As you all know, the theme of this conference.
我想大家都知道这次大会的主题。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
乃是国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。Amen.
As our brother mentioned last night.
好像昨天晚上我们弟兄提到。
The last sentence.For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
最后这句话，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。Amen. 这句话。
They are not found in the earliest manuscripts.
在早期的圣经卷里面没有有。
We read them in the later manuscripts.
我们是在后来的书卷里面才找到。
So in the version that I'm reading to you is David's version.
我刚才读的是大比的翻译本。
And there you do not find this last sentence.
在大比里面没有最后这一句话。
And yet, as our brother mentioned last night,
我们弟兄昨天也提到
the spirit of that last.Verse can be found throughout the Bible.
最后这一句话的灵在全卷圣经里面你都找得到。
Especially you find it in 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
特别是在历代志上二十九章里面。
It is the spirit of the man of God, the man who is.Of God's heart, David.
这乃是神人大卫向着神他里面的心思。
The spirit of David is such.
大卫的灵乃是这样。
That he wants to give God all the kingdom, power, and glory.
他要把所有的国度、权柄、荣耀都归给神。
And it is befitting for each one of us.
这也是我们有的。
As we pray the prayer that the Lord has taught us,
当主让你教导我们祷告的时候
，As the church is praying that prayer,
当教会在这样祷告的时候
，It is but right for us to offer to God our doxology.
这是我们应该向神发出的颂赞。
So it is the response, the result.Of the prayer of the church.
这是教会的责任，也是教会应该有的回应。
We do want to see that kingdom and power and glory be all unto God.
我们实在愿意看到国度、权柄、荣耀都归于神。
So in spite of the fact that this verse is lacking in the earliest manuscripts of the Bible.
虽然在早一些的书卷里面没有这句话
，But we believe that it is but right that we should have the spirit of David unto God.
但是我们实在知道，我们应该有大卫的灵，如此的愿意向着神。
So that is the reason why we find this verse becomes the theme of this conference.
这也是为什么我们觉得这一次大会的主题应该是这样。
Three of us have different assignments.
三位讲员有不同的责任。
Our brother Christian is assigned to speak on thine is the kingdom.
陈弟兄的责任乃是交通到国度是你的。
And brother Dana is assigned to speak on thine is the power.
康登弟兄的责任是交通到权柄是你的。
And I'm assigned to speak on thine is the glory.
我要交通到的乃是荣耀是你的。
If God wills, we will approach this matter from three different areas.
主要愿意从三方面来讲这个主题。
Number one, we want to ask the question, what is glory?
首先我们要问荣耀是什么。
And number two, we want to share on thine is the glory.
第二点我们要交通到荣耀是你的。
And the third time, we want to share on how can we glorify God.
第三次我们要交通到我们如何能够荣耀神。
We find in the Bible many times it mentions of the God of glory, the glory of God.
我们在圣经里面多处看到荣耀的神，神的荣耀。
I think brothers and sisters, we all remember.
弟兄姊妹，我们都记得。
When God called Abraham out of Ur of Chaldea, into Canaan land.
当神呼召亚伯兰从哈兰到迦南地的时候。
In Genesis chapter 11.
在创世纪第十一章里面。
You find that how Abraham came out of Ur of Chaldea under his father.
我们就看到亚伯兰离开加勒底的乌尔去家，离开他的父家。
But if you want to know the real story,
如果你要知道详细的故事,
you have to go to Acts chapter 7, verse 2.
你要回到使徒行传第七章第二节。
There you find Stephen narrates the working of God among his people.
你在那里，斯提凡，他在那里这样说。
And he said,The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
他说荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
And commanded him to leave Ur of Chaldea and his kindred and go to the place where God wanted him to go.
要离开乌尔，要离开他的父家，到神所吩咐他去的地方。
So in other words, it all starts.With the glory, with the God of glory.
所以这一切都是从荣耀的神开始。
We know from history that at that time the whole world were idolaters.
我们知道当时全地充满了偶像。
And even Terah, Abraham's father, was.And idol makers.
亚伯兰的父亲他拉也是一个造偶像的人。
And according to Jewish tradition,
根据犹太的传统，
Abraham felt that there must be a living true God.
亚伯兰实在感觉得到应该有一位真正的活神。
So when his father left home for a while,
当他的家当他父亲离开家一下的时候
His son Abraham began to destroy the idols that his father made.
亚伯兰就打碎了他父亲所做的那些偶像。
Took off some legs or some hands.
把那些腿啊、头啊都砍掉。
So when his father came back,
当他父亲回家的时候
，and saw what had happened,
看到这些事情
，so he asked his son, "What had happened?"
他就问他儿子，这是怎么回事
？Well, he said, "When you left home, these gods, these idols." Began to fight against each other.
他说：“父亲，当你离开家的时候啊，这些偶像就打起架来。”
And that's what happened.
这就是，所以就这样了。
And the father said, "That's nonsense."
他父亲说胡说八道。
Now, if it's nonsense, why do you worship them?
他说：“如果这里面没有意义，胡说八道，那你为什么还要敬拜他呢？”
But this is Jewish tradition.
这是犹太的传说。
But the reality is.One day, the God of glory appeared to him.
但的实际乃是有一天荣耀的神向他显现。
And that is the beginning of the journey of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕他开始的路程。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when the glory of God appeared,
当荣耀的神，神的荣耀显现的时候
，It is a new beginning.
这是一个新的开始。
And even in our spiritual life,
在我们属灵的生命里面
，How we need the appearing of the glory of God.
我们如何需要荣耀的神显现
？Once the glory of God appeared to us,
当神的荣耀向我们显现的时候。
We cannot be the same anymore.
我们就不能够跟以前一样了。
We have to leave the old behind.
我们要离开我们一切的旧事。
And press on to the new before us.
我们要向着前面的路程直奔。
And in a sense, this happened to every one of us.
这是我们每个人身上的故事。
How do we come to believe in the Lord Jesus?
当我们信主的时候，都是这样。
Not because we have heard of the gospel.
不是我们听了福音而已。
We may hear the gospel for many years.
我们可能听见福音许多年了。
We may be brought up in a Christian home.
我们可能是在基督教的家庭长大。
We may in our mind accept the existence of God.
我们可能也接受神存在的事实。
We may even know how to pray to him.
或者我们甚至会如何的向神祷告。
But there was no change.
但是我们生命里面没有改变。
Not until the glory of God appeared to us.
直到神的荣耀向我们显现。
Not until God of glory revealed his son in us.
直到荣耀的神把他的儿子在我们里面启示出来
，and that change our whole life，
那就改变了我们的一生。
We have to leave the old behind，
我们要放下以前的
，and press on the new way，
我们要向着前面新的道路来直奔。
So thank God，
感谢神。
The God of glory appeared is the beginning of everything that is of God.
荣耀的神向我们显现，这是属神的事情的开始。
And then as you read on in the word of God,
当我们再读主的话，
if you take Moses as another example,
如果我们以摩西做另外一个例子。
God delivered Moses out of the water when he was a little boy.
当摩西还年幼的时候，神从水的里面把他救上来。
And somehow, his mother had instilled in him a thought.
他的母亲就在他心中放下了这样的心思。
When she nursed him.
当他喂养他的时候
，somehow she conveyed a thought to Moses.
他就把这样的一个思想传给了摩西。
That God delivered him for a purpose.
神拯救他是有一个目的。
God delivered him in order that he may deliver his people.
神拯救他，叫他能够拯救他的百姓。
So after he was raised in the Egyptian palace,
当他在埃及的皇宫长大之后，
and he learned all the learnings of Egypt,
他学了埃及一切的学问，
and he became mighty in words and deeds,
而且他是蛮有口才，蛮有能力。
According to tradition, he became a great general.
根据哦。根据当时的传闻，他就成为一个将军。
And yet when he was 40,
当他四十岁的时候，
his heart went towards his people.
他的心向往他的百姓。
He wanted to deliver his people.
他要救他的百姓。
He wanted to deliver his people by his mighty in words and in deeds.
他要救他的这些子民，用他的口才，用他的能力。
How he beat to death an Egyptian.
所以他如此的就打死了一个埃及人。
How he tried to use his eloquence to bring peace to two Hebrews who were fighting each other.
他要用他的口才来说服两个打架的希伯来人。
But he totally failed.
但他完全的失败。
God allowed him to fail.
神允许他失败。
Because he tried.To do this work on his own.
因为他那个时候是靠自己来做工。
And he had to flee for his life.
所以他要逃命。
For 40 years, he was in the wilderness.
四十年之久他在旷野。
Shepherding some sheep.
他在那里牧羊。
And after 40 years there,
他在那里经过四十年之久。
He lost all his eloquence.And all his might.
他失掉了他一切的口才，一切的能力。
And it was at that time,
在那个时刻，
that God appeared to him.
神向他显现。
God appeared to him in a burning bush.
神在烧着的荆棘当中向他显现。
In the wilderness, there are many bushes.
在旷野有很多这样的荆棘。
And because of the heat in the wilderness,
因为在旷野里面很高的温度，
it is a common sight that the bush will catch fire.
经常都是有这些的荆棘给烧着，
and very quickly it will all be burned up.
很快就把它烧毁。
But one day Moses noticed.
但有一天摩西发现到
a thorn bush.Was burning.
有个一片荆棘烧着了。
But it was not burned.
但是没有烧毁。
Now that is a miracle.
这实在是一个神迹。
So he went forward to look at it.
所以他就走向前来观看。
Why is it this thorn bush was burned and yet burned?
为什么这些荆棘烧着却没有被烧毁？
And you remember the story.
你们都记得那件事。
How God called him.Out of the burning bush.
神就在烧着荆棘的火焰当中向他呼召。
Even though you do not have the word glory of God there.
虽然那段记载里面没有讲到神的荣耀这句话。
But we know that the fire burning there is the glory of God.
但我们知道那个烧着的火就是神的荣耀。
So again you find the God of glory appeared to him.
所以你就发现荣耀的神向他显现。
And there commanded him to return to Egypt to deliver the people.
就命令他回到埃及拯救他的百姓。
No more by his own eloquence and his power.
不是在依靠他的口才跟他的能力。
But exclusively, totally depend upon God himself.
乃是完全的依靠神自己。
And how by the grace of God, by the power of God,
如何的借着神的恩典，神的大能，
He led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
他带领以色列人出了埃及。
And he led them to Mount Sinai.
他把他带到西乃山。
And there you find God give the children of Israel the Ten Commandments.
在那里神向以色列人颁布了十诫，
to make them his own people.
叫他们成为神的子民。
And there you find in Exodus chapter 24.
所以在出埃及记二十四章那里
，God called Moses to Mount Sinai.
神呼召摩西到西乃山
，because he wanted to give them the two tables of the law.
所以神要把两块石板律法给他。
And when Moses went up to the top of the mountain,
当摩西到了山上之后。
In verse 16, it says, "The glory of God appeared on the top of the mountain."
十六节说耶和华的荣耀停在西乃山。
And in verse 17, it says,
十七节说
"The people under the mountain can see the fire, the glory of God on the top of the mountain."
说耶和华的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前形状如烈火。
And again, as you go on,
当你继我们继续看下去
you find the children of Israel how they worship golden calf.
我们看到以色列人他们如何的在那里拜金牛犊
And Moses had to plead for them before God.
摩西在神面前替他们求
plead for God to forgive them.
他在那里求神来赦免他们
And still willing. To go with them to the promised land.
他永远求神愿意把他们带进应许地。
And when you come to Exodus chapter 33,
当我们来到出埃及记三十三章的时候
you remember Moses made a request.
你知道摩西在这里向神有这样的请求。
Since he was so privileged by God,
他因为神给他有这样的特权
he asked for one thing.
他在神面前求一样
And said, God, let me see thy face.
他说神啊求你叫我能够看到你的脸
And you remember what God replied to him?
你的神如何的说呢
God said, no man can see my glory, my face, and live.
没有人能够得见我的面而存活
Because the glory is so tremendous.
因为神的荣耀是那样的大
So God said, "You can only see my back, but not my face."
神说你只能够看到我的背，你不能够见到我的面。
So God hid Moses in a hole.
所以神就把他放在磐石的穴中。
And when God passed by,
当神经过的时候
，He will hit him with his head.
他在那里就。叫他能够看到他的背。
And after God passed by,
当神经过的时候
then he let Moses see the back of God, not the face of God.
神叫摩西能够看到他的背，却不得看到神的面。
And there God declared who he was.
神在那里宣告了他是谁。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you find all these recorded.In the Old Testament,
你看到这一切都记载在旧约的里面。
The glory of God appeared to man.
荣耀的神向人显现。
But in the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候
，No man can see the face of God.
没有人能够见神的面。
In other words,
换句话说
，His glory is so tremendous.
他的荣耀是那么的大。
No one can really see.The full glory of God, but be smitten to death.
没有人能够见到神那本身的荣耀而不能够存活。
But even so,
就算如此
because Moses was with God for 40 days and 40 nights.
摩西与神同在四十昼夜
even though he only saw the back of God, not the face of God.
虽然他只见到神的背，没有见过神的面。
He did not see the full glory of God.
他没有看到神那丰满的荣耀。
But that glory was so powerful.
但那个荣耀是那么带着能力。
And because Moses was talking with God.
因为摩西与神在那里谈话。
Unconsciously, his face shone.
不自觉的。他脸上也发光
and the shining was such
他的 荣光大到一个地步。
Moses himself did not realize it.
摩西他自己没有察觉。
But when he came down from the mountain,
当他下山之后，
you find that Aaron and all the people could not look straight to his face.
你就发现亚伦跟其他的人不能够直视他的脸。
Because it was so brilliant.
因为在那里是充满了荣光。
It was so glorious.
那里是那样的荣耀。
But we all know.
我们都知道。
That glory will fade away.
你知道那个荣光会慢慢的退去。
Because if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, you'll find it.
如果你读哥林多后书第三章的时候。
So that is what you find, glory.In the Old Testament,
那就是在旧约，我们刚才讲到是讲到荣耀。
But when you come to the New Testament,
当进到新约的时候
，you find there is a great change.
你发现那里有一个很大的改变。
Because here you find in the beginning how the Word became flesh.
你就一开始看到如何道成了肉身。
In John chapter 1 verse 14.
在约翰福音第一章十四节那里告诉我们
，The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身
，and dwelt among men.
住在人中间
，tabernacle among people.
住搭帐篷在我们中间
，full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理
，and in the parentheses you find we have.Beheld his glory, contemplated his glory.
用于说，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父正见过他的荣光，好像凝视到他的凝视到他的荣光。
The glory of the only begotten with his father.
正是父独生子的荣光。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，you find in the New Testament.There is a great change.
在到了新约有一个很大的改变。
When our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主耶稣来到世上的时候。
When the Word became flesh,
当道成了肉身的时候。
And he tabernacled among men,
他居住在人中间。
Outwardly, you find he is full of grace and truth.
从外面你看到是充满了恩典与真理。
But if you really contemplate and think about it,
但是你如果真正的去凝思、去想、去注视的时候，
if you really enter into the reality of it,
如果你真正能够进入这个实际的时候，
you find it is the glory of an only begotten Son with His Father.
你就会看见那真是。父的独生子跟神的荣光。
No one has seen God at any time.
没有人任何时刻见过神。
But the only begotten Son, He has declared Him.
只有父怀里的独生子帮他表明
出来。So when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
所以当我们的主在地上的时候
，The glory of God rested upon Him.
神的荣耀住在他的身上。
You remember at the time of our Lord Jesus?
你记得我们主的时在地上的时候。
It was a time when the temple was rebuilt.
那个时候圣殿已经被重建。
And you have the priesthood there.
在那里有祭司进职。
And you find the people worshiping in the temple.
人在圣殿里面敬拜神。
But there was something missing in the temple.
但是在圣殿里面缺少了一些东西。
Because in the holiest of all, it was empty.
因为在至圣所里面是空的。
There was no ark.
那里没有约柜。
There was not the glory of God there.
那里没有神的荣耀。
Outwardly, everything was fine.
外面好像一切都很正常。
But actually, the most important element was missing.
但是里面最重要的东西却缺少了
，because the presence of God was not there，
因为神的同在不在其中
，so it became just a religion，
所以那实在就是一个宗教
，there is no reality in it，
那没有实际
，but when our Lord Jesus came into this world，
当我们的主来到世上的时候
，he became the real temple of God，
他真是成了 神的殿。
And he tabernacled among men.
他居住在人的中间。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And you find the glory of God filled him.
你看到神的荣耀充满他。
So when you see the Lord Jesus,
当你看到主耶稣，
you see God.
你见到神。
In Hebrews chapter 1,
在希伯来书第一章的里面
verse 3,
希伯来书第一章第三节说，
It describes our Lord Jesus.
这里形容到我们的主耶稣。
He said, who, being the effulgence of his glory and expression of his substance.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
When our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候，
He is the outshining of the glory of God.
他是神荣耀的发挥。
Just like you cannot look at the sun directly.
就好像你不能够直视太阳。
Because if you do, your eyes will be blinded.
不然的话，你的眼就会瞎了。
But we see the sunlight.
但是我们看到阳光。
And when we see the sunlight, we know there is the sun.
当我们看到阳光，我们知道太阳在那里。
And this is exactly what our Lord Jesus is.
这就是我们主就是这样。
He is the outshining of the glory of God.
他是神荣耀光辉的。
And he is the expression of his substance.
他是他本体的真相。
Substance means the reality, the nature, the character of God.
这里是讲到他的性情，他里面实际神就是这个这样子。
And the reality of God is being expressed by our Lord Jesus.
神的实际叫我们主耶稣基督来发表出来。
So the Lord Jesus said, "If you see me, you see my Father."
神，主耶稣说，你见了我，就是看见我的父。
If you know me, you know my Father.
你认识我，你也认识我的父。
Because the Son and the Father are one.
因为我与父原为一。
So you find when our Lord Jesus came into this world.
所以你发现当我们的主来到地上的时候，
The glory of God was fully manifested.
神的荣耀在那里有完全的彰显。
And not only that,
不单止如此，
but you find that he will bring us into glory.
他还要带我们进入荣耀。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we who are in the New Testament time,
我们今天在新约的时代，
we have the privilege of seeing the very face of God.
我们有这样的特权，能够见到神的面。
Not just the back of God.
不单单只能够看神的背。
And the glory will not only be just something external.
这个荣耀不光光是外面的。
And this glory will even become a reality in our life.
这个荣耀能够成为我们生命里面的实际。
So you remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
所以记得在哥林多后书三章十八节那里告诉我们，
He said, we behold him with unveiled face.
我们能够敞正脸来得以看见主的荣光。
As we behold him, we are changing from glory to glory.
当我们这样来看我们的主的时候，我们就变成主的形象，荣上加荣。
Even as by the God the Spirit.
如同从主的灵变成的。
So you find in Colossians chapter 1 verse 27 said, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
所以在哥罗西书第一章二十七节那里说，基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主的时候，
we not only see what our Lord has done on Calvary's cross.
我们不单单看到主在十字架上所做成的。
But we find that even as we believe him, Christ came into us.
我们也知道当我们相信他的时候基督就进到我们里面。
And when Christ came in us, it is the hope of glory.
当基督进到我们里面就是荣耀的盼望。
Because this life of Christ in us will grow from glory to glory.
因为这位基督的生命在我们里面会成长变成荣上加荣。
So we must thank God for what he had done for us.
要为了他在我们身上做成的我们要感谢他。
And we are no longer living in the Old Testament time.
我们不再活在旧约的时代。
We are now living in the New Testament time.
我们是活在新约的时代。
And we have Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面荣耀的盼望。
And he as our leader will lead us into glory.
他要带我们进入荣耀。
So this is what you find roughly in the Word of God.
这是我们在主的话里面我们所见到的。
Now we would like to ask the question, what glory really is?
我们现在要问，荣耀到底是什么意思？
Number one,
一
glory is the presence of God.
荣耀是神的存在。
Whenever God appears, you find glory.
当神显现的时候，那里就有荣耀。
When his glory appears,
当他荣耀出现的时候，
it is the manifestation of what he is.
那就是他所示的彰显。
It is the manifestation of his nature, of his character.
这乃是他的性格，他本性的彰显。
Now no one can fathom the fullness of God.
没有人能够真正认识神的丰满。
How holy he is.
没有人能够知道他是有多么的神圣。
How righteous he is.
他是多么的公义。
How gracious he is.
他是多么有恩典。
How merciful he is.
他是多么有怜悯。
How mighty he is.
他是多么有能力。
No one can fathom that.
没有人能够彻透。
And yet our Lord Jesus.
而我们的主。
Is the embodiment of the fullness of God.
他乃是神本体，有形有体的神的丰富都居住在他的里面。
That's the reason why when the glory of God appears.
所以就是当神的荣耀显现的时候，
it reveals to us something of his character.
在那里就把他的性情向我们显明。
That it is beyond our understanding of what righteousness is.
这是超越我们对于公义的认识的。
And it really shows us what holiness really is.
这也是告诉我们什么是真正的神圣。
It tells us what love really is.
那也告诉我们什么叫做爱。
So whenever you see the glory of God appear,
所以每一次当你看到神的荣耀显现的时候，
it reveals to us something of the character of God.
在那里就把神的性情、神的性格向我们启示出来。
And thank God, it is not just something objective.
感谢主，这不光光是一些主观的事情。
It is something subjective.
而且这也成为不单是客观的一些的真理，而且能够成为我们主观的经历。
In other words, when the glory of God appeared,
就是说。换一句话说，当神的荣耀显现的时候，
we learn something more of who God is, what God is.
能够更多的认识神是怎样的一位神，
and,
他是谁。
And not just outwardly,
不光光是外面的认识，
but it begins to be constituted within us.
然后也组织在我们的里面。
And this is from glory to glory.
这样就变得荣上加荣。
And it is by the work of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是圣灵
做的工作。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how we need to see the glory of God.
我们如何的需要得见神的荣耀？
Because by seeing the glory of God, we will be transformed.
因为当我们见到神的荣耀，我们就会被改变。
And this is the reason why the Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us.
这也是为什么圣灵住在你我的里面。
Glory is not only the manifestation of the character of God.
荣耀不光光是神性格的彰显。
Glory is also the act, the work of God.
荣耀也是神的作为，神的工作。
So you find in Psalm 19.
所以我们看到在诗篇第十九篇里面，
The heavens declare the glory of God.
等于说诸天述说神的荣耀。
And the firmament showeth his handiwork.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
The glory of God appears in his work.
神的荣耀透过他的作为在那里被述说出来。
When you see the creation,
当你看到神的创造，
You see the handiwork of God.
你看到神巧妙的作为。
And you see the glory of God.
你就看到神的荣耀。
Now, even though this present world is corrupted,
虽然现今的这个世界是被腐坏了。
It is corrupted by sins and transgressions.
乃是被罪恶过犯所败坏。
And yet there is such beauty, such glory in these creation.
但是在这个被造创造的当中，你看到带是那的美丽，也是那样的带着荣耀。
It really draws within us a worship.
实在引出我们里面要发出敬拜。
I remember many many years ago.
我记得许多年之前。
There was a lady.
那么有一位女士
in China.
在中国。
She was highly educated.
她受过很高等的教育。
And yet she was an atheist.
但她是一个无神论者。
She did not believe in God.
她不相信神。
When he was the matron of a high school.
当她是一个学中学的校长的时候。
It was a Christian school.
是在一个基督教的教会学校。
But he refused to accept Christianity.
但他拒绝接受基督。
On the contrary,
相反的，
he confiscated the Bibles that his students, her students had.
他在认为没收学生的圣经。
People tried to reach him with the gospel.
有人要向他传福音。
But he was so stubborn, so hard.
他心是非常的刚硬。
But one time, the school has to be disbanded.
有一次，这个学校要要关门。
Because there was a plague in the city.
因为在那里有瘟疫。
That was Nanjing.
在南京。
And she had to send the students back home.
他要把学生送回家。
And while he was, she was on the boat from Nanking to Shanghai.
她从南京坐船到上海。
She looked around at the scenery around.
她在那里看到外面的风景。
And somehow, God spoke to her.
神在她心中就说话。
There must be God.
那一定有一位神。
There must be a creator.
那一定有一位创造者。
And from there on, she was converted.
从就是那个时刻开始，她就信主了。
And she became greatly used by God.
她就成为一个神大大使用的人。
If you want to know her name,
如果你想知道她是谁的话，
she was Ruth Lee.
她就是李渊如姊妹。
Co-worker of Watchman Nee.
尼弟兄的同工。
And when I was young,She helped me a lot.
当我年轻的时候，她给过我很多的帮
助。So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
even by the old creation,
就算借着这个成就我的创造，
though it was already corrupted,
就已经给败坏了的这个世界。
And you can still see the glory of God.
你仍然能够见到神的荣耀。
Now, if this is true with the old creation,
如果对于这个旧的创造是如此的话
，How much more true will be the new creation?
那对于新造来讲，那应该是多么的真实。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6,
所以以弗所书第一章第七节那里告诉我们
，verse 6。
以弗所书一章七第六节告诉我们
，You find the expression the glory of His grace。
就这里讲到使他的荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
The glory of His grace is even more than the glory of His creation。
你知道神荣耀的恩典比荣耀的创造更大
，because this is a new creation。
因为这是一个新造。
And it is from glory to glory.
是荣上加荣
As by the Lord's Spirit.
就是好像神的灵所做成的
So whenever you think of glory,
所以当你想到荣耀的时候
you see the hand of God.
你就看到神的手
What God can do with us.
神如何的在我们身上要做工
We who were dead in sins and transgressions
我们本来死在罪恶过犯当中
We who follow the fashion of this world
我们随从世界上的风俗
We who were under the influence of the wickedness of the power in darkness
我们实在受黑暗势力的这样的影响
And we who were the enemies of God
我们是与神为敌的
And yet when the grace of GodAppear to us.
但是当神的恩典临到我们的时候
What glory he has done in us.
他在我们身上做的何等荣耀的工作
He not only has raised us from the dead.
他不单只把我们从死里面救活过来
And he has also lifted us up to heaven and seated Christ in the heavenly.
把我们带到天上在天上与我们的神一同坐在那里。
We are saved by grace through faith.
我们是蒙借着恩典、借着信而得救。
It is not of ourselves.
不是出于我们自己。
It is the grace of God.
乃是神所做的。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Whenever you see the glory of God,
每一次当你见到神的荣耀
，you notice the hand.And the handwork of God.
你就看到神的手，看到他手中所的作为。
And what is glory?
什么是荣耀？
Glory is the satisfaction of God.
荣耀是神心意的满足。
Whenever God is satisfied,
什么时候当神满意了？
Then glory will appear.
荣耀就显出来。
You know the story of the tabernacle.
你们都知道会幕的事情。
When the children of Israel were traveling through the wilderness,
当以色列人在旷野里面行走的时候
，God wanted to dwell with them.
神要住在他们当中。
And he couldn't dwell with them directly.
他们不，神不能够直接住在以色列人
中间。Because he was the holy God.
因为他是。神圣的神
So he asked Moses to build a tabernacle.
所以他就吩咐摩西建造会幕
According to the pattern on the mount.
根据山上的样式建造会幕
And Moses was faithful to God.
摩西向神忠心
Because when he made the tabernacle, he made everything according to the direction of God.
因为他建造会幕，一切都是照着神指示他的样式。
You know, as a matter of fact,
实际上来说
，Egypt was famous for his architecture.
埃及它的建筑学问是非常出名的。
Even today, people went to Egypt to see the pyramids.
就算今天，人还去埃及参观金字塔。
And Moses, he learned all the learnings of Egypt.
摩西他学了埃及所有的学问。
For him to build a tent, that was nothing.
对他来讲，盖一个会幕是很简单的事。
And yet God showed him every item, detail of the tabernacle.
但是神却非常仔细地告诉他一点一滴怎么样建造。
God did not allow him to do anything on his own.
神不允许他照着他的意思做一点事情。
And if God said, "Build me a tabernacle,"
神说你要为我建造会幕。
Moses says, "That's easy."
哦，摩西说很简单。
I can build you a very glorious tabernacle.
我可以给你盖一个很勇美的会幕。
But God did not allow him to do that.
神不允许他这样做。
And that's the faithfulness of Moses.
这是摩西的忠心。
Because in every detail, he followed the direction of God.
在每一个细节上面，他都根据神所指示他。
So when the tabernacle was set up,
所以当会幕支搭起来的时候，
you find the glory of God filled.The tabernacle.
就看到神的荣耀，神的荣光充满在会幕里面。
God took possession of the tabernacle.
神在那里就支取，就用了这个会幕。
And this happened also with the temple.
圣殿也是如此。
David had a desire to build a temple for God.
大卫有一个为神建殿的心。
And God showed David the pattern of the temple.
神就把会幕的样式指给大卫。
And Solomon was wise enough to follow the pattern.
所罗门他是有智慧，他能够根据神给他圣殿的样式。
So this is what wisdom really is.
这就是他的智慧。
Wisdom is to follow the direction.Of God.
智慧乃是跟从神的指示。
And because of this,
因着这样，
you find when the temple was built,
你发现当圣殿建成了，
the glory of God filled the temple.
神的荣耀充满在圣殿里面。
And even the priests could not stand there.
祭司都不能够站立。
Everyone must bow down and worship.
每一个人都俯伏敬拜。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
these you find in the scripture.
你发现这些在圣经的里面。
That tells us what glory really is.
告诉我们什么是荣耀。
And finally,
最后，
if you read the book of Ezekiel.
如果你读以西结书的时候，
you find in chapter 1 the appearance of the glory of God appeared.
你就第一章那里告诉我们神的荣耀在那里显现。
And then when you come to chapter 8,
当你看进到第八章的时候，
to chapter 11,
八章到十一章这一段话，
you find how the glory of GodReluctantly left the temple.
你就发现神的荣耀很不情愿地离开了圣殿。
Because the children of Israel sinned against God.
因为以色列人犯罪得罪神。
But thank God.
感谢神。
When you come to chapter 43,
但是当你看到以西结四十三章的时候，
you find in the new temple that was to be built.
你发现那个将要被建造的新的圣殿的时候，
and it was built according to the pattern of God.
就是根据神所指示的样式。
And there you find the glory of God came back to the temple.
你就看到神的荣耀回到圣殿。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I believe there is a lesson for us to learn.
我实在相信这里有个功课要我们去学。
We find that when our Lord Jesus came upon this earth,
我们看到当我们的主来到地上的时候，
how he was full of the glory of God.
他是那样满有神的荣耀。
And to see him is to see the Father.
你见了他就如见到父一样。
And then after he had completed the work of redemption on Calvary's cross,
当他完成了神的救赎的时候，
he ascended up to high,
他就回到父那里去。
And he was anointed by God as Christ as Lord.
他被神膏为主为基督。
And on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候
the oil that anointed his head came down to the bier and flowed through the whole body.
那膏油膏他的头的那膏油流到他的胡须也流到他的衣襟。
Because on that day, the 120 believers,
因为那一天120个信主的人
they had been praying and waiting for 10 days.
他们在那里等候祷告了十天。
And when the Holy Spirit came down to them,
当圣灵降临的时候
they were baptized in one spirit into one body.
他们在一个灵里面就被浸成一个身体。
And to drink of the one spirit.
他们共饮于一位圣灵。
That is the beginning of the church.
这是教会的开始。
And you find in the book of Acts,
你看到在使徒行传里面
how the spirit of God filled the house.
你看到神的灵充满在这些房子里面。
And what testimony they have in the word.
在工作上面带出何等样的见证。
Within 30 years,
30年以内,
the gospel has been preached to the end of the world.
福音就被传到地极。
But because at that time, the end of the world is Rome.
当时的地极是罗马。
It is the center and the end of the world.
那是世界的中心也是地极。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
unfortunately,
很可惜的,
because of the unfaithfulness of God's people,
因为神属神的人的不忠心
you find even towards the end of the first century
你发现到第一世纪的末了的时候
it is as if the glory of God is leaving
神的荣耀离开了
and when you come to the middle age
当你到中世纪的时候
it was the dark age
那是黑暗的时代
because all the truth had been lost
一切的真理都失掉了
It became just a religion.
就只是成为一些的外面的宗教。
But thank God.
感谢神。
God did not leave his church empty.
神没有离开他的教会。
You find that God's glory is returning.
你看到神的荣耀回到他教会的。
That's what we usually say.
这也是我们常说的。
The recovery of the glory of God began in the 16th century.
在十六世纪神荣恢复的工作的荣耀就开始了。
When reformers such as Martin Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and others,
当这些改教的马丁路德、教文、慈云里这些的弟兄们
，You find the justification by faith was recovered.
你看到因信称义的真理给恢复了。
You find an open Bible.
你看到我们有一本打开的圣经。
And from that time onward, even unto our days.
从那个时候开始，直到如今。
You find God's truth has been recovered again more and more.
你看到神的真理一步一步更深的给恢复过来。
Even though when you look at the church in general,
我们在这里看到教会一般的情况。
It is as if the glory has left.
好像。荣耀已经离开了教会
But thank God,
但是感谢神
You find his glory has returned on to those who are overcomers
你看到神的荣耀要回到那些得胜者的身上
You find there are a remnant of people
你发现在那里有一些的渔民
who are faithful to God
他们向着神忠心
whoKnow the preciousness of the blood of our Lord Jesus.
他们认识我们主耶稣基督宝血的宝贵。
They overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb.
他们能够胜过撒旦是因着羔羊的血。
By the word of their testimony.
来到他们所见证的道。
They not only have the testimony of Jesus.
他们不单单有耶稣基督的见证。
But they declare it.
而且他们在那里宣告他的得胜。
And they love not their life even unto death.
他们不爱惜生命，不爱惜自己的生命，为主舍命。
You find the glory is returning to them.
你看到神的荣耀就回到人的当中。
Until one day,
直到有一天
a glorious church without spot or wrinkle of any such sort.
神要得到一个荣耀的教会，没有一点是圣洁，是没有瑕疵的。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is our blessed hope.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
求主怜悯我们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, as we review the story of thy glory,
亲爱的主，当我们在这里温习你荣耀的故事的时候，
on the one hand, we bow low and repent.
一方面，我们要俯伏，我们要悔改。
On the other hand, we lift up our head, knowing that our redemption.
另外一方面，我们要扬起我们头来，我们要感谢你的救赎。
May it please thee, Lord,
主啊，让你的心得着满意。
That thou will raise among us people who are totally given up to your glory.
求你在我们当中兴起这样的人，为了你自己的荣耀，我们能够完全的降服下来。
Let thy glory change and transform us.
让你的荣耀改变我们。
Oh Lord,
主啊，
we want to see thy glory.
我们愿意能够看见你的荣耀。
We give ourselves up to your glory.
我们愿意为你的荣耀我们舍己。
May thy glory come.
愿你的荣耀降临。
As we wait upon thee,
我们等候在你的跟前。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祈求。
Amen.